Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the contribution of John Keats to the field of literary criticism. Okay? Now John Keats is famous more as a poet but his ideas have contributed also to literary criticism. Now keep in mind that unlike William Wordsworth and Samuel Taylor Coleridge, John Keats didn't write any kind of specific treatise on literary criticism. But his ideas about literature, evaluation of literature and literary criticism can be gauged by the letters that he has written, by the poetry that he has written. Okay? Now let me begin with a very famous sentence by John Keats, which very much highlights what kind of poetry he prefers, what kind of poetry he likes. Quote, "If poetry comes not as naturally as leaves to a tree, it had better not come at all." Unquote. Okay? If poetry comes not as naturally as the leaves to a tree, it had better not come at all. Okay? So this is a very famous line by John Keats. So what he is trying to emphasize is that poetry should be natural, complete and also spontaneous. If that is not the case, then better that we don't write poetry. Okay? Now after this, John Keats has also coined the phrase called negative capability. Okay? Negative capability. And famously, he describes negative capability as the ability of a writer, okay, to remain in uncertainties, mysteries and doubts without any irritable reaching after fact and reason. Okay, so this is a very famous sentence that he writes. The ability to remain in, quote, uncertainties, mysteries and doubts without any irritable reaching after fact and reason, okay, unquote. And basically, this line is suggesting that great art doesn't necessarily provide easy answers, or let's say clear-cut morals, but rather allows the reader to explore complex emotions and ideas without any kind of resolution. And this is also the sign of great writers. Okay? And also keep in mind that this idea is also central to Romanticism in general. Okay? Because in Romanticism or in Romantic era literature, the emphasis is always on feeling, intuition, imagination, and also ambiguity in art and life. Okay? So just keep in mind this idea of negative capability. Okay? And just remember that any writer or any author who has negative capability is objective, is emotionally detached, in contrast to a writer who writes for didactic purposes. Okay? Who writes for didactic purposes or writes for a purpose to teach, the way we have the novels of Charles Dickens. Okay? And also keep in mind that when John Keats discusses this idea of negative capability, he praises Shakespeare. He says that Shakespeare possessed negative capability a lot. Okay? Now in the exam, they can also ask you, give an example of a writer who did not possess as much as negative capability as Shakespeare did. Or which writer did John Keats implicitly critique? And the answer is Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Okay? Though he admired the works of Samuel Taylor Coleridge, yet Keats felt that there is a tendency in the works of Coleridge to overanalyze, okay, overanalyze and seek intellectual certainty. So this ultimately detracted from the ability to embrace negative capability fully. Okay? So in a way, Coleridge was lacking in the quality of negative capability. Okay? Now after that, if you read the poetry of John Keats, for example, his poems like Ode to a Nightingale, Ode on a Grecian Urn, okay? You'll find many famous lines. And one such line is, "A thing of beauty is a joy forever, and truth is beauty, beauty, truth." Okay? These lines themselves express what kind of art John Keats admired. And in almost all of his poetry, the emphasis is on beauty and sensuous aspects. Okay? Sensuous aspects. Even the imagery is very sensuous in nature. Okay? And keep in mind that this emphasis on the aesthetic experience has been very influential in later day discussions on poetic form and the functions of art. Okay? So in that way, the poetry of John Keats has contributed to the field of literary criticism. Okay? So from an exam point of view, just remember what is negative capability, then some of the important lines that we can find in his famous poems, then Shakespeare possessed a lot of negative capability, whereas writers like Coleridge did not possess as much as negative capability. Okay?